Good morning, everybody. It's Michael Tucker with the Real Estate Success Strategies podcast. Listen, I'm very excited today because it's going to be a little different. Normally, we bring on somebody to interview and share their story with you. But today, I wanted to take a break and just give you an update on my real estate journey. Going back about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I started this podcast somewhere around that time frame just to document my journey, to let you guys know exactly where I've come from. So one day I can look back in these podcasts and say, wow, like I've come so far. So today I want to give you guys a quick update about my journey, and not to be prideful, boastful, but to share my wins and my losses with you so you all can see the transparency, so you guys can see exactly what's going on in my life. So before I jump in, I just want to frame the conversation today. I'm going to jump in and share a little bit about three areas I've found I need to work on and three areas that we are improving. And I hope that this conversation can be helpful for you in the future so that you can do the same. So you can use my mistakes and go out and thrive in your real estate investing journey. So the past couple years has been a long ride. If you've never heard my story, if you haven't listened to the beginning podcast, I jumped in when my mentor, David, he reached out to me and said, "Hey, I'm starting to teach real estate and would you like to join?" And I said, "Oh yeah, let's do it." And so I jumped right in, had no money at all, and got into real estate investing and, just jumped in, failed miserably. To be honest, I lost like probably $15,000, but that was a $15,000 lesson. A lot of people, they spend $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 to go learn real estate. And for me, that $15,000 I lost, I'm considering education, right? So I'm saying, hey, like that was my college time for real estate. So, that was a learning process for me. We lost a lot of money and I'm, still gradually paying that back. We've had some successful flips. I could pay all of it off, but I'm just reinvesting all my profit so we can keep scaling our business. So fast forward, I started wholesaling and just started doing a flip, successfully here and there. And so right now we're planning on doing one flip a month this year and over the next year. So we're slowly growing. I'm not perfect. I'm not a professional or an expert in any way. I just want to give that disclaimer. Like I'm not on here telling you that I know everything about real estate. I don't. I'm just a guy like you all learning along the way. And I want to share my success and my failures with you all. So, over the past year or so, we've been building systems. We've been getting just the knowledge we need to grow. When I say we, I'm talking about me and my wife. She's kind of, she doesn't really take, part in real estate as much as, I consider her to, but she's part of my life. So I put her in there. So we, have been building out, just a plan, systems, the knowledge we need to grow. And there's three areas that I've kind of realized that I need to work on, and three areas that I struggled with over the past year or so. And these are areas I've grown in as well. Like I'm constantly growing in, but I want to share these lessons with you all in hopes that they can add value to your life. So let's jump right on in. The first topic I want to talk about is private money. So I'm not a professional when it comes to private money. I do constantly grow my private lenders list, but it's something that, I've found that we are working on and succeeding in. And whenever I first got, introduced to private money, to be honest, I didn't know anything about it. So I jumped in, was just watching YouTube videos and taking a course by a good friend of mine, Austin Rutherford. He was on our podcast talking about private money. So, just got introduced to him. And I realized that there's so many people around you that want to be involved in real estate. They just don't know how. Well, if they don't know how, who does? You are the person that they need. There's so many people out there that have $5, $10, $15, $20,000, or even maybe less or a little bit more, sitting in their savings account, and they want to invest it, but they don't have the knowledge or aren't willing to get the knowledge to do so. So that's where you come in. That's where you come in to play and you can help them out. And so whenever I first got started, learning about private money, I was like, I don't know anybody that has private money. I don't know anybody that, has money stashed away. All the people around me, are, broke. That was my mentality. But as I started talking to people and telling people what I wanted to do, I started realizing, hey, there's people around me that probably would be interested in getting in this real estate. There's people around me that I never would have imagined that would help me in my journey. For example, we started out, we found this house really cheap. We got a great deal on it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to share this with a few people. I shared it with my cousin. He may be listening to this now. And you know what? He helped put down the down payment for the deal. You know, so he helped me do that. I never would have imagined my cousin, my family would, you know, put money down with deals with me. But I was able to use his money to put the down payment for the house. I gave him a nice return afterwards. I can't remember how much it was, but, you know, all he did is literally put his money in. And I did all the work, did all the renovation, and we turned around and gave him a check at closing, right? So, you know, I never would have imagined my cousin, who was younger than me, okay, I'm 23, so he's younger than me. I never would have imagined he would have done that. But because I was sharing my knowledge and sharing my my journey with people, we were able to build that connection. I have other families that do this as well. So the point I want to come across with private lending is, listen, don't be afraid to share your journey with other people. I have a specific podcast episode on sharing your journey, okay? So you need to go back and listen to that one. But don't be afraid to tell other people and ask other people about, you know, partnering in real estate, because you never know what one connection could lead to. You know, they may not be up for it, but they could have somebody else that may be interested. So, you know, when it comes to private lending, that's something we're building our database of private lenders right now. But that's something I've also learned over the past year. And this is why I wanted to share with you all. You know, we've learned that, hey, don't be afraid to talk to people. Don't be afraid to go out there and share with people what you need, because with what you need may be what they want. Okay, let me say that again. What they need may be, or I'm sorry, I said that wrong. What you need may be what they want. Okay, so I butchered that. I apologize, but it's powerful if you think about it. You know what you are needing to close deals. You know, they may be wanting to make a good return, so it could help you out. So with private lending, you know, be confident. You know, that's what I learned. Be confident. Make sure you have the knowledge. Before you go into a deal, you know, make sure you have everything. You don't want to just go out and, you know, be chatting with people and don't know what you're talking about. But don't let that hold you back. Be confident. Go in there and chat with people. And, you know, some people will say yes. Some people will say no. So that's with private lending. That's something I've kind of learned on and we're working on right now. The second thing I've been learning over the past year is about construction. So if you know me, I know nothing about, you know, construction, remodeling, but something we've been struggling with is the speed of our renovations, right? So right now we've been just doing a lot of the work ourselves. You know, I've been learning along the way. You know, I've been doing things to save money. Like I was painting, I was doing a lot of the demo work, but I realized that by me doing it myself and me hiring out to cheap labor, to more affordable labor, I was sacrificing speed. And so for me, I came to this point where I said, okay, I need to realize, do I want speed or do I want a little extra money? And in the real estate game, speed is everything. So we have decided, you know, it's okay, you know, to save money. It depends. Like if it's a rental, like that's what we're doing right now. We were working with a gentleman who's really affordable. So, you know, speed, we're sacrificing on that one because it's a rental. But for our flips, we realize, okay, we need speed. Okay, we need to get that house flipped and as fast as possible, even if it means sacrificing a little bit of profit. So that's something I've been needing to work in mentally, because in my mind, I'm like, oh, we could save $5,000 a flip, you know, by working with this dude or by hiring out and subcontracting out to this company. You know, we could save, you know, that much, but it's going to take twice the amount of time. So for me, in my head, I'm dealing with that personally. You know, do I want to, you know, save $5,000, $10,000, or do I want to have that house sold in a month or two quicker? So for me, I'm learning that speed is king, especially in a world where you need systems. And that's exactly where I'm going to lead to next, is systems are what are going to take your business to the next level. And that's something I've been working on myself. We didn't have a lot of systems going, you know, into real estate. And I'm talking about in every aspect. I'm talking about marketing. I'm talking about accounting. And accounting is a big one for me. Like, I'm very unorganized. And if you're like me, you have papers stacked everywhere. And it's just very unorganized. So I'm getting, like, my accounting system in place. I'm getting just total systems in place so that whenever we want to flip a house, you know, we can just streamline the process, and it's not something that's going to be, I don't know how to explain it, something that's going to be draining every time. Because, you know, flipping a house can get draining, it can get tiring. So if you have systems in place to help with that, it kind of eases the load. And you're like, well, what systems do you need? Well, for me, we are looking at expanding our flipping business to out of state, right? So we're looking at, okay, what do we need to do to make sure our flips out of state are going to be successful? Because I can't be there every day. I can't be there, you know, walking a property, making sure the contractors are there on time, making sure they're doing the right work. So what do I need to do? So I need to find boots on the ground. I need to find somebody that has a little bit of real estate knowledge that can help me oversee that project. And I'm going to pay them a little bit, right? So I want to pay them for their time. Two, I need to have a system in place for my contractors. I need to make sure that, hey, I have a handbook of some sort there at the property with a list of things needing done. So whenever they, you know, get to this point where they get done with the flooring, they can check it off and sign, you know, I was done with flooring on this date. And so whenever they can just keep up with a whole list of things they're doing, you know, protocols from our end, you know, we can say, hey, this is how we do things. Like, I'm not here in person, but this is how we do things. So we want to have a guidebook and a handbook at each one of those properties we're flipping out of state. And this will make it all easier for us since we live 3 or 4 hours away from our target market. So there's a lot of systems we're putting in place. So if you're just starting out in real estate, listen, you don't need all the systems in the world, because systems at the beginning can seem to boggle you down. They can seem to stop you from growing, I feel like. But as you grow, and if you're like me, if you've done a couple deals and you know you're starting to pick up, your time is precious, you need to consider, hey, what systems can I build to save me time and energy, right? What can I do to help me in the long haul? So that's what we're doing right now. Those are just kind of three areas that we are working on, the private money, right? You know, just being confident, going out there and talking to people, not being afraid. You know, for a while, that was something I struggled with. I struggled with being afraid to talk to people. And I met with a lovely couple this past weekend, and that was them, right? They're just like, hey, where do we find this private money at? You know, like, you know, I'm not a talker. One of the gentlemen was saying, you know, I'm not a big talker. And it's just, listen, you have to build that faith and that courage to go out there and talk to people if you want to succeed in this business. So that's what I'm learning about private lending with construction. Like I said, speed is king for us. And that's something I'm learning to deal with along the way. And then lastly, systems. Getting a system in place that helps us stay energized and stay focused on our vision, and doing that in a manner that is most efficient. So those are kind of things that I've been learning, guys. And to be transparent, it hasn't been all sunshine and rainbows, right? I'm learning along the way. But I hope that these three areas you all can improve on as well, and you can take this information and, you know, kind of use it in your future flips, your future rentals or wholesaling, whatever you're doing out there. And, you know, I'm going to be sharing a lot more updates along the future. So you guys just stay tuned. But right now I'm going to give you a little update about the deals we've been doing, not to post, not to, you know, share, you know, about money or anything, but just to show you guys, you know, what we're doing and how we're evolving as a company and as an individual myself. So give you a quick background. We did those two properties when I first started, right? So first got started in real estate, bought a duplex and bought a flip. We sold the flip and lost a lot of money. The rental property, actually give you a little background. We've had the city has some drainage issues, and it's right beside a big, like a big drain. It's literally a big hole in the ground. And, you know, it wasn't flooding when I bought it, but recently, you know, they had a lot of flooding in the area, and that drain is stopped up. So it's been flooding our basement in that duplex. And so we've been trying to work on that. We're actually owner financing the property to another investor. So we're working with him to try to get the city to do something about that property. And because their water is causing water damage in our basement there in the duplex. So that deal we still own. You know, I bought that 2.5 years ago, and we're still, you know, making money on that one, a little money, not much, to be honest. And we're trying to, you know, work on that one progressively. So there's that. And then, you know, we transition to wholesaling. We've done some wholesaling deals. I think we've done just like 3 or 4 this year, nothing crazy. And a lot of our leads, for everybody that's been wondering, has been off Facebook Marketplace and Facebook groups. Literally, we just making posts in Facebook groups saying, hey, would you like to sell your property? And a lot of our deals have come through that. So we don't do wholesaling full time. People talk to me, oh, how do you do wholesaling? Listen, I just do it basic and I do it, you know, with free marketing. So that's how we're doing that. So this year we've done some wholesale deals and we've been focusing a lot on flipping in hopes of using our flip capital to transition into our rental division, right? We want to take a lot of our rental profits and pour them into, or I'm sorry, our flip profits and put them into rentals. So I think this year we've done like 3 or 4 flips, I believe. I can't really remember exactly, but we're hoping to kind of scale that and, you know, get more and more. We just purchased a lakefront property. When I say lakefront, you can see the lake, but there's trees in front, you know, so it's hard to see, but it's on the lake. We bought that last week. And so we're currently renovating that to turn around and flip and hopefully use those profits to turn around and buy some more rental properties. So we bought a fourplex, as if you guys didn't hear, a few months back. And so we're renovating that one to rent out. And, you know, God's just blessing us. You know, I don't want to say like this has all been me, because it hasn't. God's, you know, taken us from nothing to where we are now. And so, you know, it's been a long road, but, you know, I hope you guys can learn from my journey. And I want to let you guys know also about a free real estate community we started. It's totally free. If you haven't got your first deal yet, or if you are looking to scale up your business, it's called the Real Estate Success Group. Okay. So it's on Facebook. You can search it, or you can click the link below to join. This is a community where we go live every week to do trainings, to show you how to evaluate deals, how to find deals, how to build a successful team. We give you all you need to get started in real estate. So make sure you join that group. It's totally free. Nothing you have to do to join. Just go in there, search Real Estate Success Group on Facebook, and you will find that group. So there's other members in there as well. So you can go in there and network with other investors, other people that, you know, are on their way to their first deal. And so I really want to use that group to help you all grow in your journey of real estate investing. So if that interests you at all, go check it out. And obviously, if you guys like this platform, if you like this podcast and what we're doing with it, listen, leave a comment below, or even better, leave a review. Leave a review and subscribe. You know, we would love to hear your feedback if you really are enjoying these, or if you have somebody that you would love to feature on this podcast, or you would love for us to feature. Listen, send us a message and let us know, and we'll try to get in contact with those people. But yeah, we appreciate you all. We appreciate your support. This has been something that I've been working on consistently. We've been posting every Tuesday, so I'm loving hearing your all's feedback. So please subscribe, please review, and just to help us out and to reach more people. So guys, I'm gonna end on that note. Listen, work on your private money, work on your construction knowledge, and just your insight in that area, and then obviously work on your systems. That's what we've been working on, and I hope you can too. So guys, we'll see you next week on another episode of the Real Estate Success Strategies Podcast. If you need anything, reach out. We hope to see you inside the Real Estate Success Group. God bless.